This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I wait all week to say time for sports. This week, a World Series was won. Basketball began again, and Serena Williams sure finished strong. Joining us now, Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the Magazine from the studios of New England Public Radio. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
The Boston Red Sox have a World Series championship parade in Boston. How did they go from being a civic embarrassment to getting acclaimed as world champions?
Well, I think the first way they did it was because they weren't that far away while being an embarrassment. They were not a bad team last year. They had bad chemistry. They had a bad manager in Bobby Valentine. They simply did not perform the way they were supposed to, and they had injuries and such. And things began to snowball, and I think that when you had a lot of players have their integrity questioned, and I always say never underestimate anybody who has something to prove. As a collective, this team had a lot to prove. They had, you had David Ortiz, who won the MVP of the World Series, and Dustin Pedroia, and these guys who are proud guys. They've won championships before. David Ortiz now has three championships, and they didn't like being a laughingstock, losing 93 games, being a last-place bottom-feeding team. And I think they came out this year, and it's really hard to do in baseball to be focused for 8, 9, 10 months, and they came out and did it, and now it's duck boats for everybody in Boston.
Yeah, and it was a great World Series to watch. Let me ask you about the start of the NBA season, because the Miami Heat are sputtering a little.
Well, yeah, they've lost 2 out of 3 games. Goodness, and there's only 82. There's only 79 games left. What are they going to do? I know, Scott, the big deal with the Miami Heat is, can anybody beat them 4 times when spring comes? That's the number one question. And I think they're going to be there. They're the 2-time defending world champions. They've got the best player in the world in LeBron James. The real issue is going to be those secondary teams. You've got a great game last night with the Boston Celtics South and the Brooklyn Nets with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett out there, and they played a great game. They beat Miami last night 101-100, and you've got Kevin Durant out in Oklahoma City, and you've got Derrick Rose and your Chicago Bulls are back, and the Indiana Pacers. All of these teams believe it's their time. All of them believe that they're close. All of them believe that they can compete with LeBron in Miami. Now it's time to prove it, and I think the fun part of this NBA season is going to be which one of those teams actually walks the walk.
Football question. Jonathan Martin has reportedly left the Miami Dolphins because of bullying. A lot of speculation that's available in the news today. What do we know?
It's a bizarre case. What you've had is Jonathan Martin, the lineman for the Miami Dolphins, and left the team allegedly due to bullying. And the NFL and the Players Association now is investigating whether some teammates were bullying him after a loss, and trying to figure out just what is behind the culture of the locker room and what allegations are true and why the players did what he did. Mm-hmm. I always made somewhat of a joke when I used to say that when you cover sports, you are immediately propelled back into the 8th grade when you go into the locker room, and now it seems like it's really not that funny. It's gonna be very interesting to see what they come up with, and let's face it, the macho culture of that room can do a lot to a lot of people. This is one of the first times you've heard somebody come forward, though.
We ought to note Serena Williams ends this part of the tennis season record 78-4. Oh, my gosh. What are we seeing there?
First woman ever to win $12 million. Only Novak Djokovic has done it on the men's side. She's playing for history right now. She's by far the best player. 82 matches, won 78 of them, 17 majors. She's behind Chrissy and one behind Martina. She's going after Steffi Graf's 22, and you can tell that Serena is making up for injuries and making up for those years where it looked like maybe she wasn't as motivated. Now you're seeing the full force of what she can do. She is the best player, and if you love tennis, if you love sports, watch, because you're missing something great if you don't.
Howard Bryant, thanks so much.
My pleasure.